Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Greatly appreciated. Three big things you need to know this hour right now. Here they are. Number one, the Justice Department is pleading with the Supreme Court to overturn a recent landmark decision by a federal court. I'll explain. Number two, Joe Biden's favorite electric battery company, you know, one that we got to pay for, short-circuiting, going out of business. And number three, the relentless pursuit of Donald Trump. The relentless pursuit of Donald Trump continues today. It just never comes to an end. Now, I want to play you something that we played in the first hour, because it seems to blow one of the four cases against Trump gets blown out of the water by this. Robert Costello testified in front of the grand jury Monday, the grand jury in D.C., where Alvin Bragg is desperately trying to create a case out of thin air. But it could just be a distraction, because there could be other cases that are more important. But I want you to hear, Robert Costello used to be the legal advisor to Michael Cohen, now the star witness for the D.C. case. Michael Cohen, the former attorney for President Donald Trump, that then turned on him before ending up in prison for committing perjury and a host of other things that he did wrong. It comes down to the $130,000 payment made on behalf of Donald Trump in some fashion to Stormy Daniels, the porn actress, right? A non-disclosure agreement is what it would normally be called, but in Donald Trump's world is called a crime. So I want you to hear this from Robert Costello. It's bite number 17. Bite 17. Listen to what he had to say. Go.
Here's what he did. He said he did this on his own. He didn't mention Donald Trump's name. He said there was a problem. Stormy Daniels' lawyer or representative got in touch with him. He worked out a negotiated deal, got an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, $130,000. I asked him. I said, is that Donald Trump's money? No. Did you get that from any Trump organization? No. Is that your money? Did you take it out of one of your accounts? No. I said, where did you get the money from? He said, I took out a HELOC loan. I said, why would you do that? He said, because I wanted everything to be secret. I didn't want my own wife to know about this. I didn't want Melania to know about this. That's what he said. He said if he had taken $130,000 out of one of his accounts, his wife would have been pumping him for information that he didn't want to give to anybody.
Yeah. Well, if there was a HELOC loan, which many of you be familiar with, home equity line of credit loan, then that's something that's, you know, very easily verifiable. Meanwhile, the smear job continues. Here's something from ABC News. Prosecutors in the special counsel's office have presented compelling preliminary evidence that former President Donald Trump knowingly and deliberately misled his own attorneys about the retention of classified materials after leaving office. A former top federal judge wrote Friday in a sealed filing, according to sources who described its contents to ABC News. U.S. Judge Beryl Howell, who on Friday stepped down as the D.C. District Court's chief judge, wrote last week that prosecutors in Special Counsel Jack Smith's office had made a prima facie showing that the former president had committed criminal violations, according to the sources, and that attorney-client privileges invoked by two of his lawyers could therefore be pierced. Beryl Howell, the judge in this matter, is a complete anti-Trump activist. All right? So ABC News reporting this, you know, breathlessly is like, come on, really? Trump has repeatedly, as you know, denied any wrongdoing in handling of classified material. And if he declassified it, it's not classified. It's a very difficult thing. Again, everything that they're trying to, you know, thread the needle here with Donald Trump time and again. In her sealed filing, Howell ordered that Evan Corcoran, an attorney for Trump, should comply with a grand jury subpoena for testimony on six separate lines of inquiry over which he had previously asserted attorney-client privileges. Sources added that Howell has ordered Corcoran to hand over a number of records tied to what Howell described as Trump's alleged criminal scheme. Those records included handwritten notes, invoices, transcriptions of personal audio recordings. In reaching a so-called prima facie standard of piercing Corcoran's privilege, Howell agreed prosecutors made a sufficient showing that on its face would appear to show Trump committed crimes and junk privilege. Anyhow, here's the thing. Here's how Trump's team responded. Shame on fake news ABC for broadcasting illegally leaked false allegation from a never-Trump, now former chief judge against the Trump legal team. The real story here that fake news ABC should be reporting on is that prosecutors only attack lawyers when they have no case whatsoever. You start attacking the lawyers when your case is crap. Central dismiss efforts to, in the classified documents room, is determining whether lawyers who represented the former president falsely certified in response to a grand jury subpoena that Trump had returned classified records to the government, or whether Trump himself sought to conceal records he might have unlawfully retained. Again, I go back to how could he unlawfully retain anything? How could he unlawfully retain anything if he says it's not classified? If it went with him to Mar-a-Lago to a safe place and a safe space, how is it that he can't just say it's not classified? The fact of the matter is, he's the president of the United States. He has that power. He doesn't have to write it down. He doesn't have to notify anybody. He doesn't have to do anything. He is the president of the United States at that point, and he has, like it or not, better or worse, he has that power. You don't have to like it. You can say that's not right. It just doesn't apply, but it does. Same thing goes for the people who say, well, he shouldn't be allowed to pardon this person or that person. He's the president of the United States. He can do anything he wants. Christina Bob is also being asked to submit to some of this questioning. And I would say the answer is no. Hell no. Why would you do that? The answer is you would not. You would not. No reason to do that, right? Just not. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't submit because, look, everything that they've tried to get him on has been weak, and that's being polite. Incredibly weak. I mean, Alvin Bragg here, I mean, I spoke to Esquire Bob yesterday. Bob said, no, you don't do this. He agreed with Alan Dershowitz, who was on the program yesterday. Dershowitz saying, no, you don't do this. There's nothing here. Anyhow, I know where there is something. PatriotFoods.com. There's a lot of something. They've had a lot of new products for 2023. And right now, PatriotFoods.com has a lot of great specials going on. But you better hurry because, you know, they're going to have to restock a couple of times with the way things are going. Great steak specials among the things going on. Yeah, great steak specials at PatriotFoods.com. Half off, in fact. Also great specials on fruits and vegetables. Fresh, frozen, depending on the season. And if you spend $100, it'll be shipped to your doorstep free of charge. Okay? If you spend $100, it's free shipping. And if you use the promo code America, you can save another 10%. How do you beat that? The answer is you don't. You don't. It's fabulous. All right, quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the U.S. Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Else encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Everybody, let's go, let's go. Ho, ho, ho. Welcome, everyone, to West High School Spring Fling. Hey, where we at? Where we at?
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes. Okay, I went to the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.